Well, hidey ho, motherfuckers. It's the Why with Brad. That's right. Why do people do the things they do? I can tell you why they do the things they do. Because they're complete fucking morons, right? We all know it. Don't lie. We all know those kind of people, right? Why? How many times have you driven in your car, walked into a store, maybe even some of your family members, because we know how stupid some of our family members can be, right? Huh? And then you go, damn, just why? Just why? So, for this Saturday, I would like to talk about why are parents so weak today? I'll tell you why. You know why? Get ready. This is some tough love. And if you're a parent and you're listening, guess what? Probably because you're a pussy. And what I mean by that is the reason why the generation has below us, you know, I'm in my 50s, but even the, you know, people lower, the lower generations, I can't keep up anymore. Gen X, Gen Z, Gen Y, Gen D, Gen Dick, whatever. I don't know. I can't keep up anymore. There's just so many. Now you got these pronouns along with it and everything else under the sun. I can't keep up with much of anything anymore. You have to have almost like two brains to keep up with all the changing stuff and the way we like identify things, right? But I'm going to tell you, as a prior coach, and I coached for almost, you know, 15 years, you know, at the youth level. So I've experienced the evolution of a good parent going to shitty parents. Now, this one doesn't go out to the parents that are actually showing up and they're being supportive and they're cheering on their child regardless. These are to the parents that believe that they have the next Messi, the next Tom Brady, the next, you know, Mike Tyson in the boxing ring, or, you know, the judo champion of the world, or, you know, the taekwondo guy, whatever sport they're playing, baseball, you know, whatever it might be. Hey, newsflash. In most sports, less than 1% of those go pro. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen a lot of talent over the years. And it kind of holds true. I've only seen very few go to the next level and play at the college level and succeed. And I have yet to see any of them go pro. Now, people can talk all the shit they want and say, it's probably because your coaching sucked. But you know what? Hey, fuck you. Because my coaching, meh. You know, I coach for fun and I try to teach the basics. You know, when they get to the professional levels and the college levels and things of that nature, they should already be pretty talented by then. And then their talent gets them there. And then that coaching gets them to the next level and to the next level. So each time you coach is to the next level. But anyway, back to the parents. So, you know, growing up as a child, I realized very soon that it wasn't necessarily, people say, oh, you shouldn't have to fear your dad or your mom. Well, I hate to beg to differ. We have a lot of problems with kids today because of the fact of we have created a pansy environment. And you may and may not agree with me on this, but this is just my personal opinion. We've created a pansy environment. And like I said, as a coach, I saw us go from giving trophies for the winner and only the winners to now everybody gets a trophy. Oh, a participation trophy. You did great, little Jackie. Here's a trophy. Yeah, you lost every game. But here's a trophy because there's no losers in life. Yeah. Which we all know is bullshit. Any loving adult, or any, actually, just any adult, period, knows that you win and you fucking lose. That's just the facts. There's none of this horse shit of, hey, guess what? I did an okay today at my job, so can I take an extra 30 minutes for lunch? Because I did an okay job. No. If you're just getting by, your employer sooner or later will find somebody better than you, and guess what? You're gone. Simple as that. So you better bring your A game every time. I can honestly say I try to bring my A game to everything that I do. I'm very passionate about everything that I do, whether it's this podcast, whether it's the Daily BM, whether it's anything in life. I usually go 100%, and I hate that old adage you hear people say 110%. But you got to go all in. But the problem is parents are now saying, it's okay, Jimmy. Hey, let's sit down. There's no more, hey, let me pull the belt out. What? I personally wasn't a belt guy, but I can tell you my youngest saw the back of my hand quite a bit from age like, 5 to 7, because he was an a-hole. Maybe because I was one growing up as a teenager. My dad was very soft, so maybe I should blame his generation. But he was really soft with me. It's not that he was soft. He was just non-paying attention to the details. Like, he's a great guy, but I was able to get away with just about everything. But I also tried to keep myself out of trouble. So I was never really that teenager or that kid. Now, my youngest, for instance, no, he was a little jerk for 2 years. And then it was like a light bulb went off. Enough beatings with the back of the hand onto that rear end changed that around real quick. So he didn't really, he feared me and also respected me because I made sure I did follow up behind that with a teaching of why. Like, why do I do that? Why did I do that? And how can I keep you from doing it again? And, you know, sometimes you have to just, you have to spank. You know, people don't agree with me. You can sit here and crucify me all you want right now. And listen, I'm probably going to get my inbox blown up like I always do when I speak my mind. Because it's purely my opinion. And you're entitled to yours too. But the reality is, if you know, you see more kids today doing shit that, you know, and not getting in trouble for it. And then they get a slap in the hand. You know, and back to the player stuff and back to coaching and things like that and the parents are even worse. How many videos or memes have you seen where these kids are out there doing something and the parents are losing their minds acting like they're playing for the fucking World Series or playing in the Super Bowl, you know, or playing in the World Cup final? Give me a damn break. Let the kid play. Let them have fun. I used to say to my parents before each season, I would literally sit them down, all of them, and I would say, there's some rules that I go by. Because I had to treat them like kids, because they act like kids. So I had to, maybe that's the problem, right? Why do they do it? Because they were pampered. So maybe it's our generation's fault. But they literally just want to hear this. No, and that's not the clapping of ass cheeks. That's the clapping of my hands saying, good job. And we need to do away with this participation trophy crap. I think after the age of 4 or 5, maybe 5 years old, you need to teach your children that there's winners and there's losers in life. Yes, that's just the facts. And when you win, it just makes it that much more sweet. When you get that trophy in your hand or that medal around your neck, even though it's a, you know, $2 piece of crap, piece of metal thing. But hey, to a kid, it's like winning. It's the feeling of winning and accomplishing something. You're teaching that child that it's an accomplishment. You worked your ass off all year. You played your heart out to win that trophy, to win that medal, right? Now it's like, oh, I can lose every fucking game and yeah, here's a medal. So parents, do yourselves a favor. Stop being pathetic. Stop being weak. Start being a parent. And I don't want to hear the excuse of, oh, I work 2 jobs or whatever. You can still be a parent when you get home. Yeah, I get it, man. You know, I've worked long hours too. There's times I do. Sometimes I work till 9 or 10 o'clock. I get it. And I get up at 5 a.m. and I'm doing it all day. But I can honestly say I've raised 2 successful young men and put them out into the world. You know, and I really want you to do the same. So I think, and if you're a new parent or an expecting parent and you're listening to this and you're going to be a parent, take my words of wisdom. You can take it or leave it. All right. Just like anything in life. It's my opinion. I'm not saying you have to beat the hell out of your child because that's abuse. But what I'm saying is, you know, I spanked my oldest 1 time. That's it. He was a great kid. Great. Spanked my youngest many, many, many a times because he just wouldn't register, you know, and, you know, the sit down talks just didn't register. So I had to resort to that. I always say, try to communicate with your child first, sit them down, discuss. If it keeps happening and repeating, then they don't give a shit. Guess what? So you need to make them give a shit. So take it or leave it. Probably going to get a lot of hate mail, but you know what? Hey, whatever. You can do what you want, right? At the end of the day. But parents, stop being weak. And thank you for listening to this edition of The Why. And with that, I bid you adieu. Don't forget to listen during the week, Monday through Friday, to the Daily VM podcast with Mike and myself. And don't forget to head over to that sponsor as well. That is MasonDangerBeardCO.com. where you can find all products there for men. And you get 20% off just by typing in at checkout DailyBM. And with that, I'm out.
Peace.
Or as Eric would say, deuces. Love you, bud. Miss you.